Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to get started with the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star and one. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star and two. So if you have a question, please press star and one and give us a second. The first question comes from Klaus Brunner. The floor is yours.
Good morning, and thank you very much for giving me the floor. I have two questions, actually. The first question refers to the share or the ratio between primary and secondary insurance. The primary insurance has made great progress. Do you have anything like a target value, or is it an area where you give room to grow, which is part of your diversified model, where you're expecting then internal growth? And then secondly, you said that you would like to announce your year targets very soon. You mentioned the large losses, which might come or not. But when it comes to the restructuring of the capital investments or the capital assets, then it might happen that large losses will lead, or the situation of the large losses will lead to a more favorable situation of your capital assets, or if there are more losses, then to a more disadvantaged situation.
Well, thank you very much for the question. I mean, we are not restricting the ratio between these two sectors, but I'd say the ratio is approximately 40%-60%, and this allows us to be very well diversified in the casualty or property insurance sector. And we have a very good mix between the primary and the secondary insurance, making sure that we are flexible enough. The figures are all good, and the primary insurance has basically always been at the lower end of the range, and now we're so happy that we have this 47%. One day we would like to reach the 50% and above, but there is no timeline whatsoever, and of course we're not using any metrics or any other measure. We simply want to be as efficient as possible in our approach. And then, of course, you're right. If you have all of a sudden this kind of large loss and you have to go back to your hidden reserves, then this has an impact on the revenues. But when it comes to our capital assets, we have several billions in reserve, which allows us to pay for really large losses without any problem. As one of our service components is the following: if there is an emergency case, we can deliver very quickly. And this is also true for our capital assets. On the other hand, it also means our targets can be found in the other part of the portfolio, which can be managed very precisely. So here we do have some room for maneuver. And of course, there are some shifts. We're reducing the results in the year 2024 slightly, and then in the next years to come, we have a benefit due to the higher interest revenues. So this is then supporting us, and this is our balance sheet policy in view of the investors. So we have earnings growth, which should remain stable in the years to come, even if the loss situation might vary. So we are making sure that we are creating a very sound and stable situation. I hope I've answered your question.
The next question comes from Patrick Hoffmann for Versicherungsmonitor. Monitor. Your question, please. Yes, Hagen, are you there? Good morning. No, now we hear you. Can you hear me now? Yes. Good morning. I have two questions. You talk about the bridge in Baltimore, but that will be part of the large loss budget. Can you say approximately what kind of coverage do you have? or will it come from the reinsurance, or will it come from Hannover Re? It'll come from reinsurance. I can already tell you directly, yes. Okay, good. So it's very interesting. And another is regarding motor insurance, car insurance. Are you also to have portions like the Allianz already announced it? I can only say I cannot decide that. But in terms of the content, the entire branch has really to concern itself with this enormous increase in the costs or losses, how that will be dealt. Because, of course, the use costs for the customer with our premiums, that is not a good thing. So we all required, how can we, from the point of view of the customer, how can we make that more efficient? And now, right now, we're not doing anything, but there's nothing that's stopping us from. Does that answer your question, sir? Yes, thank you. You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any other questions, please press star one. And there are no additional questions, and I would like to give the floor back to Andreas Costa. Yes, well then, thank you very much for your attention. If there are no additional questions, then I would like to let you know that my team and I, of course, are always available the entire day. Should you have any additional questions, please give us a call. We are there for you. And I would also like to say that the half-year earnings calls, we're going to switch to Teams, to Microsoft Teams. So that means that we're not just going to do it via telephones. We're going to try to use Microsoft Teams and see how that works and to make just a first impression, just like at the first AGM. So I would wish you a very nice day and a fantastic week. See you soon. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Goodbye also from Dr. Jan Wicke. Ladies and gentlemen, the conference has now concluded. We are very thankful for your participation today, and we wish you a very pleasant day. Thank you and goodbye.